Hello, I'm Engelbert Humperdinck, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
Bells will be ringing.
I'm over here in New York doing some promotion because I have a new Christmas album. And people always ask, you know, when are you going to do another Christmas album? And so along came this one, and it's my first in 40 years. And it's got some great new songs on it, which I think a couple of them might become standards, I hope.
To wish me greeting.
My Christmas memories are always good, and I like to celebrate it in a wonderful way. I have a home in LA and I have a home in England, and they're both decorated to the hilt at Christmas time, you know, the lights, and people drive past my home and always in England and always say, wonder what Humperdinck's done this year with his lights, you know. And Christmas comes and goes so quickly. I'm touring, I'm always touring, and I have to say I do love it. I have been fortunate enough to sell over 150 million albums around the world, and of course it's given me a global career. And I do appreciate the following that I have, because they're absolutely adorable, and I consider them my spark plugs, my cheerleaders. There's many of those, I want to tell you. I think finding them in your room is one of the craziest things, you know, in the closets and things like that. And sometimes they'll put pictures up and of themselves on with my stuff and take pictures of the, you know, as if they're there, they're living there. Well, that was, you know, I told you it has a great deal of fan clubs around the world, and they all came from all parts of the world to Hawaii, and the entertainment that night was Bruno Mars. A five-year-old boy, and he sang his half an hour rock and roll. He was amazing then, and I'm going to tell you, I told him he was going to be a huge star, and he's a mega star, you know, not a huge mega.
Just the way you are.
And I recorded one of his songs on one of my albums. I've given it a different format, mind you, and I hope he likes my rendition of his composition.
The whole world stops and stares for a while.
I stamped my style with Release Me many years ago, 51 years ago, in fact, the song that stopped the Beatles from having their 13th number one. That song has created a global career for me, because it did go around the world and was at top of the hit parade all the time. And I thought, here's something, a song that has been very good to me, has sold many, many singles and albums. First day it sold 80,000, and then the next day 100,000. The most it went up to a day was 127,000, because I know, because I used to ask every day, how many did we sell, you know? The way things are going, I don't know, because I've done a Christmas special, and that comes out very soon, and we incorporate some of the Christmas songs in there, and I like that, because it's always around that show. It's always around, so it keeps you in the limelight. Follow Life Minute right here for a chance to win an autographed copy of my new Warmest Christmas Wishes CD.